弟兄姐妹大家平安。
Peace be with our brothers and sisters.
感谢神的恩典，让我们在安息圣日可以继续在教会来敬拜神，学习神的话语。
Thank God for His wonderful grace that on His Sabbath day we can gather together in His holy temple to study His word together.
小弟现在奉主耶稣圣名来谈谈同心走向信心复兴之路。
Now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we will begin to study the topic to walk on this pathway to the revival of faith in one heart.
我们最近在读尼希米记。
Recently, we have been reading the book of Nehemiah.
那尼希米记它的重点就是在提到怎么样重修城墙。
The theme of this book is about the rebuilding of the wall of Jerusalem.
等到城墙建完之后，接下去就是要重整他们的信仰。
After the wall was rebuilt, it was time to revive their faith.
要重整信仰是需要步骤的，需要有内容的。
To revive their faith, it would require several steps, and each step with each content.
而且它不是一个口号，它是一个生活的改变。
It is not just a slogan, but rather a change in their lifestyle.
我们今天早上跟下午呢，小弟要用从尼希米记第八章到第十章这三章的内容来跟大家谈要怎么样走向这个复兴之路。
For this morning and this afternoon, we will use Nehemiah chapter 8-10 to talk about this way to the revival of faith.
因为我们读完了第六章、第七章之后，我发现百姓他们其实已经在参与神的工作，在建城墙的时候，他们亲身体会到神的带领。
In reading chapters 6-7, we can see that they personally experienced how God led them in the construction of the wall.
这个神的工作在运行的时候，连外邦人都看得到的。
When God was working with them, even the Gentiles could see.
我们现在请看一节圣经，看尼希米记六章第十八节十六节。
Let's refer to a verse in Nehemiah chapter 6, verse 16.
六章十六节
Chapter 6, verse 16.
请读
Verse 16, And it happened when all our enemies heard of it, and all the nations around us saw these things, that they were very disheartened in their own eyes, for they perceived that this work was done by our God.
看这是城墙修了五十二天就修好了
After the wall was constructed for 52 days, it was completed.
这个仇敌他们在这当中用尽各种方法要破坏阻挡。
Their enemies had used all kinds of ways to stop the work.
但是因着神施恩的手帮助，百姓奋勇做工，当这个工程就继续进行。
But because of the hand of God, the work continued.
等到他没有想到这个城墙这么快就修完了。
And they did not expect the wall to be constructed so quickly.
所以当示威的外邦人跟仇敌他们听见了。这个城墙修完之后，他们就害怕愁眉不展了。
So when the Gentile nations and their enemies heard that the wall was completed, they were actually very afraid and disheartened.
他们本来用方法，用计谋要破坏神的工作，是让百姓心里才要让百姓心里惧怕的。
They had used various schemes, to stop the work and to frighten the people's heart.
那现在，他们竟然听到神的工作竟然做完了。
But now that they have perceived the work of God was done,
换他们惧怕，换他们愁眉不展了。
It was their turn to be afraid and to be disheartened.
因为他们看见这个工作完成是出我们的神。
For they perceive that this work was done by our God.
所以我们就看到这个有关于神国的事情、信仰的事，都是神在动工、在完成的。
So we can see that the work of the kingdom of God is really.Completed by God Himself.
我们每个弟兄姐妹，不管是当什么职分的，其实我们都是神的仆人。
Each of us as a member is really a servant of God.
真正在动工、在主导整个方向的，在决定什么时候完成，都是出于神的。
The one who really is working and is determining when the work will be done is God Himself.
所以我们教会不管推动什么圣工，其实最后都是由神来完成。
So regardless of what the church is doing, it is God who accomplishes.
那城墙做完之后，现在他们特别是尼希米呢，他就安排 各种工作人员在圣城在圣殿里面服侍。
When the work of the wall was completed, Nehemiah then arranged for various workers to serve in the temple.
当时候百姓里面存在一个问题，就是第七章第四节的城是很广阔的，但是居民却稀少。
There was a problem recorded in chapter 7, verse 4, which is that the city was large and spacious, but the people in it were few.
那房屋还没有建好。
And the houses were not rebuilt.
但是神的国度，这个当时候这个圣城这个居民太少。
And the people in the holy city were very few.
那表示还有很多工程要继续进行，特别是房屋要建造，不然百姓不能居住。
Which means that there were much construction work to be done, otherwise people would not have places to live in.
那时候神激动尼希米的心，让他去计算百姓。
And at that time, God moved the heart of Nehemiah to count the number of people.
这是第五节里面所写的。
This is what is mentioned in verse 5.
那这个计算百姓，他特别拿出了第一次归回的时候那份家谱来。
In doing the census, he took out the register of the genealogy of those who came back the first time.
那第一份的家谱，这个是离尼希米那个时候差不多九十年前的事了。
This was about 90 years before Nehemiah's time.
那经过快一百年，这个百姓他们归回以后，他们还是很少人住在耶路撒冷城。
After about 100 years of that first return, there were few who lived in Jerusalem.
那当时候尼希米他就拿这份家谱去对照，这些现在人到底有增有减，那些人到底住哪里去了。
So Nehemiah took this book of genealogy and compared to the people they have at the time.
那以这份家谱做基础呢，他就可以了解现在百姓的状况，到底有多少人。
Using this register, he was able to then understand exactly how many people there were at his time.
那百姓分布在什么地区？
And where the people were distributed.
好，那他目标就是要让耶路撒冷城这个神的城里面充满居民。
His goal being that the holy city would be filled with people.
我们知道神的工作一定要有人来执行。
We know that the work of God must be done by men.
那神的城要充满百姓，那个神才得荣耀。
And that the city of God would have to be filled by people for God to have a glory.
这是很简单的道理。
This actually is a very simple truth.
就好像我们今天教会是属神的。
Just like today, our church belongs to God.
如果我们教会里面聚会的时候没有多少人。
If we don't have that many members attending services,
大家不愿意聚集到这个神的家来。
And people are not willing to gather together in the house of God.
那我们在说我们是属神的，我们在这里有真理有恩典，大家觉得怪怪的。
And then at the same time, we say that we all belong to God and we have the truth and the grace of God here. That would seem odd.
那但是反过来，如果我们看到弟兄姐妹很乐意来到神的城，到神的家。
But on the contrary, if we see that people are very willing to come to the city of God, to the house of God.
所以那个朋友或者是慕道者进来，看到这个神的家里面充满百姓。
When our friends or truth seekers who come in, they would see that this house is filled with the people of God.
他们就可以感受到这里真的是有恩典的，是有神的荣耀的地方。
They could really sense that this is a place of blessing and a place that has God's glory.
所以尼希米他发现这个问题要解决。
Nehemiah deemed this problem to be something that has to be resolved.
因为他根据那个家谱呢，他发现一个事实。
From the register, he found one fact.
就是第七章的第七十三节。
Which is recorded in chapter 7, verse 73.
大家回来的时候都各自住在自己的城里了。
When the people came back, they dwelt in their own cities.
所以当时候大家不会把这个居住的地方第一选择放在圣城耶路撒冷。
They would not choose Jerusalem as their first choice.
还是回到他们自己各自的产的地业去了。
Instead, they would go back to their own cities.
那所以那个这个圣城的圣殿所在的圣城相对的就荒凉了。
So then, the temple actually became low in attendance.
就是很少人，就是这里面还是很多地方都是没有被建设，是荒废的。
And there were many parts of the temple that were not completed or done.
那尼希米他的做法就是在第十一章第一节那里所说的。
So what Nehemiah did was mentioned in chapter 11, verse 1.
那这个就是他当时要求百姓的首领要住在耶路撒冷。
He required the leaders of the people to dwell in Jerusalem.
现在其余的百姓要抽签，每十个要一个来住在耶路撒冷城。
And for the rest of the people, one out of every ten would cast a lot to be chosen to live in the city of Jerusalem.
那抽签抽到了来住耶路撒冷，这是神等于是神特别安排、特别拣选的人。
Which means that they were chosen by God to live in the city of Jerusalem.
哦，那当时候有一些人，他们很甘心乐意的要住在耶路撒冷。
There were also some who willingly wanted to live in Jerusalem.
所以第二节，这些还甘心乐意的住在耶路撒冷城的百姓都为他们祝福。
So in verse 2, the people bless all the men who willingly offer themselves to dwell in Jerusalem.
那有这些人住在耶路撒冷城之后，这个整个神的国度就开始复兴起来了。
When there are a lot of people who wanted to live in Jerusalem, then the kingdom of God became prosperous.
因为当一个活动或者是一个地方如果没有人就觉得很凄凉。
When a place like has very few people, it would actually feel very sad.
不管是什么场合都是这样子。
Regardless of what the situation or environment.
餐厅如果没有人，大家都不想去。
If there is a restaurant that doesn't have that many clients, you wouldn't want to join go in.
婚礼如果没有什么人参加，就觉得好像祝福不够多。
If there is a wedding that is not well attended, you may feel that it is not greatly blessed.
你那么丧礼如果没有人去参加，觉得这个人活在世上没什么价值，大家不会纪念。
If you go to a funeral that is not attended by many, you'll feel that this person was not remembered by many.
这教会如果没有人，大家觉得说这个神在哪里？
And if a church does not have that many members, you'll feel where is God?
所以我们人间的这些很多的活动都需要有人去支持的。
So for a lot of our activities, we must have the support of members.
那这个人还要是各种不同的人，就是有大人有小孩。
We also need all kinds of people, for example, adults and children.
有男有女。
And brothers and sisters.
有各种不同阶层的人。
And also people of all levels.
那这个就组成神的国度，神的家。
And these are the people who altogether form the kingdom of God or the house of God.
所以这个就是当时候百姓他们回归之后尼希米他所做的事。
This is what Nehemiah did after the people returned.
那要让整个神的国度真的充满荣耀。
So that the kingdom of God would be filled with glory.
这当中这个具体的内容我们现在来看第八章。
For the essence or the content, we can read chapter 8.
要怎么让大家愿意来到神的圣城。
What it is that needs to be done for people to be willing to come to the Holy City.
来到这里可以一起来建设一起来付出。
And that they can come together here to build and to give.
从八章到十章呢，我们要看到几个原则，几个步骤。
From chapter 8 to chapter 10, we can see several steps.
这个就是我们要一起来努力的。
This is what we need to work hard on together.
今天我们教会有许多圣工要推动，从明年度有许多新的做法要实施。
Today, our church has a lot of holy work that needs to be done, and next year we also have many initiatives.
我们需要弟兄姐妹一起来圣经，从圣经来看到这些原则，我们一起来做。
We need all of our brothers and sisters to see the principle from the Bible and work together using those principles.
我们看八章第一节。
Let's read chapter 8, verse 1. Verse 1. Now all the people gathered together as one man in the open square that was in front of the water gate, and they told Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded Israel.
第二节。
2.So Ezra the priest brought the law before the assembly of men and women, and all who could hear with understanding on the first day of the seventh month.
第三节。
3. Then he read from it in the open square that was in front of the water gate from morning until midday, before the men and women and those who could understand, and the ears of all the people were attentive to the book of the law.
那个这个是城墙建完之后七月份。七月对百姓来说是很重要的。
The seventh month after the construction was done was considered an important month.
他们本来是住在各自的城里。
They used to dwell in various cities.
但是现在到七月初一的时候，他们说，如同一人聚集在水门前的宽阔处。
But on the first day of the seventh month, they gather as one man in the open square that was in front of the water gate.
如果按照利未记二十三章他们律法里面的节期呢，七月一号就是吹角节。
According to Leviticus chapter 23, the first day of the seventh month is the Feast of the Trumpet.
吹角节呢，七月一号吹角，其实就是他们当时候的新年呢。
The trumpet means their New Year at the time.
就是到处吹角，吹号角，那去宣告。要大家让大家知道，现在一个新的开始。
The blowing of the trumpet was to let all people know that this is a new beginning.
那同时也提醒大家要注意了。
It was also a reminder for everyone.
因为七月十号就是全国的赎罪日。
That on the tenth day of the seventh month, that would be the day of atonement.
也就是说，九天之后要全体禁食。
That is to say, after 9 days, they would all have to fast together.
赎罪日就是大祭司。每一年一度带着血到至圣所到会幕里面去为百姓赎罪的日子。
The Day of Atonement was the very day that the high priest would bring the blood and enter into the Holy of Holies to redeem the sin of the people.
那七月十五号开始就是祝棚节。
And starting on the 15th of that month, that would be the Feast of Tabernacles.
连续有七天。
So that would last for 7 days.
然后第八天要有筵素会。
On the 8th day, there would be a holy convocation.
所以七月份的这些节日不管是吹角节，或者是赎罪日，通通都是要当作圣日来守。
On the seventh month, whether it is the feast of the trumpet or the day of atonement, these all have to be observed as holy feasts.
那个祝棚节的第一天跟最后一天也是要当圣日来守。
And on the first and the last day of the feast of the tabernacles, they were to be observed as holy days.
就算那一天不是安息日，也要把它当作安息日来遵守啊。
Even if those days did not fall on the Sabbath, they are to be observed with holy convocation.
所以他们整年度里面最多这个圣日的就是在七月份。
Therefore, out of their whole year, there are the most number of holy days in the seventh month.
所以现在这个七月，众人他们开始有一个警觉，他们现在大家是聚在一起啊，从各地方来的。
In that seventh month, people would gather together from all places.
那他们当时候请，他们说如同一人哦，大家都同样的心，同心合意。
They gather together as one man with one heart.
他们主动的说要请文士以斯拉带着神的律法书来读给他们听。
They took the initiatives to ask Ezra the scribe to read the book of the law.
那这个是摆动主动发起的。
This is actually initiated by the people.
我们会从第八章到第十章这个内容里面看到，那这个时候尼希米的角色哈，就要退到后面去了。
From chapter 8 to 10, you can see that Nehemiah is taking more of a background role.
但其实那时候尼希米他是省长，他是真的是带头的。
But he was really the governor at the time.
但我们就看不到尼希米的他的角色了。
But we would not be able to see his role here as clearly.
在这三章里面，重点人物都是以斯拉了。
These three chapters, we can see that the most important role is played by Ezra.
就是祭司，就是利未人了。
Which is actually also a representative of the Levites or the priests.
那告诉我们说，这个信仰要复兴呢，真的是要从属灵的神的话语里面来着手。
This is telling us that for us to have the spiritual revival, we really need to begin with the word of God.
不是用政治的手段。
It is not through political ways.
今天社会也有很多方法可以让一个团体哇重新热起来。
Today, there are also many methods in the society that can help an organization become very prosperous.
就像一个场合，任何一个场合啊。
Just like any kind of situation.
婚礼或者是各种聚会的场所。
Or a wedding or a worship.
如果要把这个气氛炒热，他们有很多方法。
There are many ways to bring up the atmosphere.
来个音乐。
For example, we can use music.
一些休闲娱乐。
We can use different entertainment.
或是讲一些很鼓动人心的话语。
Or we can speak very touching words.
哇，大家就开始那个情绪就被激动起来。
Then people would be stirred up in their emotion.
但是这个东西。这样的一个激动不会持久
，But this kind of stirring would not last，
也不会有好的造就
，And it actually would not even have a good edification。
通常都会带来副作用反效果。
A lot of times these would actually bring about negative effect，
让人更趋向败坏，更趋向犯罪。
That people would even go towards evil more。
但是我们看神的国度里。
But when we look at the kingdom of God,
要复兴百姓的信仰,
in order to revive the faith of the people,
他就不是用这个社会的方式了。
We do not use the method of the world.
他是请祭司、文士要来让百姓更了解神的话语。
We ask the priests and the scribes so that we can understand the word of God even more.
所以看到神的话语的功用。
So we can see the effectiveness of the word of God.
因为这里就是百姓他们首先产生一个渴慕神话语的这个心。
Here we see how the heart of the people long for the word of God.
他们真的会想要知道说到底神的律法书里面所讲的是哪一些，我们到底做哪些的。
They really wanted to find out what in the book of the law were already done by them.
所以这就是他们当时候百姓共同的想法。
This actually was the mind of all the people.
每一个人他都是共同的渴慕说让我们了解一下到底神借着摩西说什么吗？
Everyone really had the same heart to try to understand what God spoke through Moses.
因为以前他们没有圣经啊。
Back then, they did not have personal copies of Bible.
那个书卷哦，神的这些律法书是保留在圣殿里面的。
The biblical rolls or the law were all kept in the temple.
或者那些教师这些文士他们拥有一些皮卷。
These teachers and scribes would have these scrolls.
那当然，如果是王的话，他登基的时候要自己抄一本，王就自己有一本。
And the king actually was supposed to have a personal copy that he wrote himself.
但大部分的百姓是没有，他没有机会看到神的话语。
But for the rest of the people, they would not have their own copies.
所以现在大家想要知道神的话。
So now the people wanted to know the word of God.
那今天我们看到这一节的记载，我们会不会想到说，我们会想要了解神的这些给我们的信息是什么呢？
Today, when we read to this verse, do we think about whether we really want to know what is God's message to us?
我们有时候要去反省我们的信仰的时候，
sometimes when we need to reflect on our faith,
就是要先看我们到底对神的道理了解多少。
We need to look at how much we understand of the word of God.
还有多少道理是我们不明白的。
And also how much we still do not yet understand.
因为我们今天的生活变得很复杂。
Because our lives today are very complicated.
那有时候我们用我们的观念去想我们的信仰，哦，这个这样做应该没有关系，这样应该也可以啊。
Sometimes we use our own concept to think that we can do this or it's okay to not do that.
但我们不会觉得很奇怪，那不是因为我们自己的想法，那每个人都不一样啊。
Wouldn't you think it's odd if we all think using our own concept that it wouldn't be the same between everyone?
但是我们既然是属神的百姓。
But today, we are the people who belong to God.
我们至少应该先了解说，在这个事情上，神的原则是什么。
We need to first understand what is the principle of God.
什么是神要我们做的？
What is it that God wants us to do?
什么是神说不要去做的？
And what is it that God does not want us to do?
神他给我们的这些生活的指导的原则，面对各种不同的挑战的时候是什么？
What are the principles that God has given to us to face life and its obstacles.
这个圣经里面它充满了神的指示。
The Bible is filled with the revelation of God.
这一本书要带领我们进到永生的。
And this is the very book that would lead us into eternal life.
我们是否真的明白呢？
Do we really understand it?
我们一定要常常去想我到底对神的话了解多少。
We need to often think about how much do we really understand of the word of God.
我们越有这个心的时候，
the more of this kind of heart we have,
我们会发现神的道理真的很深入。
The more we will realize how deep the word of God is,
很广阔。
How wide the word of
God is. 真的，我们的生活，我们生活所的问题，都可以在圣经里面找到他告诉我们的原则。
And whatever the problem we face in this life, we will find answers in the Bible.
那所以七月初一日呢，祭司以这里说祭司以斯拉就把律法书带来了，带到听了能明白的男女会众面前。
On the first day of the seventh month, Ezra the scribe brought this book of the law before men and women.
第一节是说文士以斯拉。
The first verse says Ezra the scribe.
第二节是说祭司以斯拉。
And verse 2 says Ezra the priest.
所以以斯拉就是祭司兼文士。
So Ezra was really a scribe and a priest.
他们现在要去明白神的律法。
And they are now to understand the word of God.
他们现在有一个最适当的人选就是以斯拉。
And they had the most appropriate person to help them, which was Ezra.
以斯拉本身他就是真的从小就立志考究 神的律法的人。
Ezra was someone who determined to study the word of God ever since he was young.
而且他又是身体力行，真的在遵循神律法的人。
He was also someone who observed the word of the Lord.
他又是很愿意去教导别人一起来遵循律法的人。
He was also someone who was very willing to teach others so that they can all observe the word of the Lord together.
哦，所以以斯拉记第七章第十节就说他的心智，他当时的做法。
So in Ezra chapter 7 verse 10, we can see his determination in his heart and what he did.
他就是神特别准备的器皿。
He really was a special vessel prepared by God.
在神的时间计划里面，要让百姓信仰复兴的人物。
In God's time and plan, he was the one to help the people to revive their faith.
那真的，他所讲的话语，他对圣经的解释，真的是影响深远。
Truly, indeed, his word and his interpretation of the Bible were very extensive.
按照旧约圣经的历史看来呢，有很多的书卷都跟以斯拉有关系的。
From the history of the Bible, we can see many books being related to him.
那他现在把这个律法书呢，他说要来讲给听了能明白的男女面前，男女来听了。
So here we can see that he used the book of the law and explained it to men and women.
所以只要能够听得明白的
，as long as they can understand,
他们就聚在一起要来领受。
They would be the ones to gather together to receive.
所以今天我们对神的话语呢，一定要从小要尽早开始对我们的儿女给他教育。
We need to teach our children as soon as they are able to understand.
现在像孩子都变很聪明了。
Nowadays, a lot of children are very smart.
以前的人可能要到小学读小学的时候，七八岁有时候那个脑筋还迷糊，还听不太懂大人讲的话。以前的人真的是。智慧开得比较晚啊。
In the older days, it seems that the kids would not be able to understand what the adults say until they are 7 or 8 years old.
因为我记得小学一年级的时候，自己什么都不懂。
I remember as a first grader, I really did not understand much.
乡下小朋友什么都不会。
Being in the rural area, I really didn't know very much about things.
哇，到很真的是。按现在话就是很怂，就是啊很笨这样子。
So according to our description today, I was a very backward.
但是现在孩子就不一样了。
But now that's not the case anymore with our children.
两岁他就会用 iPad。
They are only 2 years old and they can use the iPad very efficiently.
他就可以上网，到世界各地去看各地的风光啊。
They can actually go online very young and look at all the scenery from all over the world.
各种不同的知识，卡通，什么知识都有啊。
All kinds of knowledge, all kinds of cartoons would be easily accessible.
有些老阿嬷用 iPad 的话，请那个两岁的小朋友教他。
There are some grandparents who would need to ask the grandchildren to help them, to figure out iPad.
你就知道说现在小孩子真的。越来越聪明。
So we can see our children are really becoming smarter.
所以其实他们现在，你跟他讲的话，他们可以明白的。
And even things that you say to them as adults, they would be able to understand.
但是他们知道的可能跟我们所知道的这个程度不一样。
But maybe what they know is still different from what we know.
但是我们一定要抓住这个机会。
But we need to grasp onto this opportunity.
孩子听了能够听明白我们讲的话的时候，就要把神的话语告诉他们了。
That while they can already understand what we say, that we tell them the word of God.
所以我们今天要建立我们的家庭祭坛。
So today we need to establish our family altar.
一定要从孩子小的时候就开始进行。
We need to begin that from when our children are still young.
让孩子他就从小就习惯领受神的话语。
So that ever since young they have this habit of receiving the word of God.
现在其实已经一直进步到连在胎儿的时候，人家都说要跟他一直讲道理，要跟他唱诗给他听。
Today we have even progressed to the point where even when the babies are still in the mother's womb, that we would actually need to let them listen to sermon or to hymns.
真的，这个婴孩那个胎儿在母腹的时候，常常跟他讲话，常常跟他说，他出生听到妈妈的声音就安静了。
When the babies have heard a lot of the talking of the parents, and when they are born, actually when they listen. To the voice of the parents, they would become calm.
这个就是其实生命哦， 很奇妙的。
So life is really very mysterious.
我们今天虽然科技这么发达，我们对生命还有很多很多不明白的。
Even with the advancement of science today, we still have much that we do not understand.
因为神他是伟大又奇妙的神。
Because God is a very great and wonderful God.
他的作为真的超乎我们的想象。
And His work is really beyond our imagination.
今天孩子，如果他们听得明白，我们就把话语告诉他。
Our children, if they can understand what we say today, we tell them the word of God.
那么这个神的道理，这个话语就进入他们的脑筋里面去了。
Then the word of God would enter into their mind.
是刻进去他们的脑筋里面的。
It actually etched into their head.
所以他到老都不会偏离的。
So that they would not deviate, even when they're old.
所以我们家里有孩子的还小的孩子的时候，我们还有父母亲都还有机会。
When our children are still young.Our parents would still have this chance.
每一天，全家人聚在一起。
Every day, we would gather together as a family.
就把神的话语读给他们听。
And we read to them the word of God.
虽然他们没办法百分之一百了解什么意思。
Even if they could not understand 100% what it means.
但是他们一定这个话他们就会记住了。
But they would remember.
以后他就会明白了。
And in the future, they would come to understand.
在生活当中，他们会慢慢体会神的话语是活泼有功效的。
And from their own lives, they would actually come to experience how living and how effective the words of God are.
每天都这样做的时候。
And if they were to do that every day,
孩子他们就养成一个习惯。
Then they would build up this habit.
有神的话语，他们才睡得着。
That when they have the word of God, they would be able to fall asleep.
他们才有一个机会去反省自己。
Then they would have the opportunity to reflect on themselves.
每一天他都在思想神的话。
Every day they would think about the word of God.
那这样子。长大之后，才有真的有办法对这个世外面这个引诱的世界有抵抗力。
After they grow up, they would have the ability to then resist the temptation of the world.
真的才能够对将来他的朋友这个世界里面他这个压力才能够抵抗得住。
That they would be able to resist the pressure from the world.
因为这个罪恶的世界越来越可怕了。
Because the evil world is becoming worse.
这个诱惑随时都存在。
Temptations are everywhere.
从我们的思想里面来。
From our mind, our thinking.
从我们日常生活的每一个画面。
From all the things that we see in life.
我们所接触的人。
All the people that we come in contact with.
基本上都很有可能会让我们跌倒的。
They all can actually cause us to fall.
我们今天如果没有这个神的话语来做一个指导原则的时候。
Today, when we don't have the word of God to be our guide.
我们真的不知道说以后的青年怎么样保守信仰。
We really don't know how our youth can persist in their faith in the future.
所以我们做父母亲的，每一天一定要利用这个时间呢，把儿女聚在一起。
As parents, we really need to gather together our children every day.
让这个听神的话语成为我们生活的一部分。
So that we can make listening to the word of God become a part of our life.
不管我们的生活有多忙碌。
Regardless of how busy we are.
不管我们孩子学了多少才艺。
Regardless of how much skill our children learn,
他时间多么不够用
and how little time they have,
你每一天一定要分出这个时间来
Every day we must set aside this time,
把神的话语读给他们了解
and read to them the word of God.
这个表明我们父母亲很在意他们的信仰
This actually shows to them that we as parents really think it is important.
我们做父母亲的当然希望我们孩子能够很优秀。
Of course, as parents, we all want our children to be excellent.
但是很杰出，这不是我们的目标。
But actually, to be very excellent in that sense is not really our goal.
我们做父母亲的做法已经在说明，我们的目标是要他们能够进天国。
But rather, what we're doing are telling them that we want them to go to heaven at the end.
这才是真正有价值的。
This is really something that is of meaning.
我们每一天所花的一点点的时间，将会影响他们一辈子的生命。
The little time that we spend with them every day will affect them for the whole life.
所以我们一定要从我们的家庭建立起这个家庭祭坛。
So we must begin with our family with family altar.
如果我们认为这个信仰可有可无
，If we feel that this faith we can have or maybe not have.
如果我们觉得我们的孩子他要变得很厉害，读书变得很优秀。
If we really just want our children to be very excellent in their academic study,
还是觉得他们在社会的成就比信仰重要。
If we think that their accomplishment in the society is more important than their faith,
那我们就不需要改变。
Then we don't need to change.
我们就可以就继续这样的方式照我们的模式 在生活。
We can continue the model we have been using.
但是将来我们必然后悔。
But in the future, we will come to regret.
那个时候后悔就来不及了。
When we regret, then it would be too late.
那个时候孩子长大不是我们的喜乐了。
When our children grow up, then they would not become our joy.
我们做父母亲的一定非常的后悔。
We would be very regretful as parents.
那个时候都已经太迟。
But then it would be too late.
我们相信弟兄姐妹一定不愿意看到这种情况。
We believe that none of us would like to see this.
所以我们需要改变。
So we need to change.
要让我们的生活真的有神的话语在每一天当中。
We need to allow the word of God to come into our everyday life.
那第三节这里说，他们是从清早到下午，在众男女一切听得明白的人面前读这律法书，众民都侧耳听。
Verse 3 said that from morning until midday, before the men and women who could understand, the book was read.
我们就看到这个百姓他们当时对神话语的认真跟这个喜爱的心有多强。
We can see how strong the people were in wanting to hear the word of God.
他们真的很专注了。
They really were paying attention.
你看，他是从清早到下午。
You can see that it was from morning until midday that it was read.
那这个就是表示六个小时。
This was about 6 hours.
在这个六个小时当中啊，
in these 6 hours,
但是所有的一切听明白的人都侧耳听啊。
All the men and women who could understand were listening attentively.
这就是他们信仰能够复兴的起头。
This is really the beginning of the revival of their faith.
他们对神的话语会喜爱。
That they love the word of God.
今天我们有时候机会久一点，我们就觉得太久了。
Sometimes when our service is too long, we would feel that it's overtime.
但是我们想一想，我们今天整个礼拜的时间。
But if we really think about it, out of our whole week,
我们多少的时间能够真的侧耳听神的话语
？How much time do we really have where we can listen to the word of God attentively?
六个小时，众民都侧耳听。
For 6 hours, the people were listening attentively.
就知道说他们当时候是有多专注。
So you can see how minded they were in listening.
当然，他们那个时候。他们除非在这个时候听，他们回家就没有机会听了。
But for them, we also know that that was the only chance they had in listening.
今天我们的情况比他们好太多了。
Today, our situation is much better than theirs.
但是我们的对神的话语的渴慕的态度一定要一样。
But our longing for the word of God must be the same.
那这样子我们才有办法装备我们自己。
Only then we would be able to prepare ourselves
去面对这个罪恶世界的引诱
to face the temptation of this world.
我们还可以站立得住
and that we would be able to stand.
我们还可以去传福音
and that we would be able to preach the gospel.
我们还知道怎么样去把这个神的话语解明白，让人不会误会
and that we would be able to interpret the word of God so that people would not misunderstand.
所以这里从清早到下午
so here we can see from morning till midday.
这个长时间里面。
In this very long duration,
看起来所有人都是非常专注的。
It seems that everyone was very attentive.
这就表明他们当时候对神律法的喜爱。
This really shows us how much they long for the word of God.
所以，因为我们有时候真的对神的话要用很专注的心来看它了。
We really need to be attentive in the word of God.
哦，有时候我们在读神的话语的时候，要一定要安静的时间。
When we read the word of God, we need to be in a quiet time.
我们要让自己把那个整个心放在这个圣经的情境里面。
So that we can put our whole heart into the Bible.
也就是说，比如说像我们在读这一章的时候
，For example, when we are reading this chapter,
我们把自己放在如果我们是在群众众人当中
，We put ourselves in a place where we are among people.
这黑压一片都是人呢。
And that everywhere is people.
我就是其中的一份子。
And I'm one of the people.
我在听神的话语。
And I'm listening to the word of God.
我要怎么样才能够侧耳听
？How do I then listen attentively?
而且听了可以明白。那时候我想，大部分人也没有所谓纸，说我可以做笔记。
And I believe they did not have notes or pen to take notes.
全部都是他听多少就算多少。
So however much they were able to listen, that is how much they were able to receive.
所以要很专心的。
So they had to be really attentive.
今天我们有时候在听事情的时候，我们不会专心吗？
Today, when we listen to something, we may not be paying attention.
有时候有听没有到啊。
Sometimes we listen, but we are not really there.
听到了又不明白啊。
And when we listen to, when we actually hear it, we may not understand.
有时候听明白了也做不出来啊。
And we may understand, but not do it.
那所以有时候心里就很难过。
So we then feel very bad.
所以我们就听，他说现在要专心的听。
So first, when we listen, we need to be attentive.
那这个专注的心情去想。
And also to use our attentive heart to think about it.
那当时是怎么样能够真的把这个话神的律法这么多，他们怎么记起来的？
How do they remember all the law of God?
这个就是《生命记》里面所讲的。
This is what is mentioned in Deuteronomy.
听完之后，
After they have listened.
因为这当中有大人有小孩啊。
And we know that among them there are adults and children.
相信小孩子他听的程度一定比较少。
And I believe the children could only get so much.
我们人的领悟力年纪越大越高。
Our ability to actually understand or take on something actually would increase with age.
所以大概到中年以后，那个领悟力比较好。
And around middle age is when we're best.
但是记忆力是年轻的时候最好。
But for memory, however, it's the younger people who can be at their best.
但是小朋友像他们现在这个小学的阶段，记忆力很好，可是他不见得明白。
For very young people, for example, in elementary school, they're
记忆力好，但是不是明白，不能完全明白。
So that they have good memory, but they may not be able to understand a lot.
但是真正记忆力好又能明白，就是这个高中、大学这个阶段。
But for people to actually have good memory and good understanding, it would be around high school or college age.
所以现在这个神的话语要怎么样，他们才能够真的明白
？So how would they really understand the word of God?
那首先一定要能够重复不断的说。
First, they must repeatedly say.
所以我们现在看《生命记》第六章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 6.
生命记第六章。
Deuteronomy chapter 6.
这一段在告诉我们说，这个家庭这个祭坛要怎样做的这个教导。
It gives us the way how we can set up family altar.
第六章第四节，这我们很常读的。
Chapter 6, verse 4 is something we read often.
以色列，你要听主我们的神是独一的主。
Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one.
他接下去第七节说要殷勤教训你的儿女。
What follows in verse 7, you shall teach them diligently to your children.
无论在家里，行在路上，躺下，起来，都要谈论。
You shall talk to them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, when you rise up.
那表示他们现在听完之后。
It is telling us that after they have listened.
我们做父母亲的要不断的重复讲。
As parents, we need to repeatedly say.
那我们在讲的时候，我们会忘记，是不是哪些地方漏掉了？
And when we say, we need to figure out where we have been missing.
记忆好的，他就可以知道还有哪一部分。
And for those who have good memory, they'll know what was missed.
那这一部分是什么意思？
And what does that part mean?
所以这个全家人一起来讨论神的话语。
So then, as a family, we would discuss the word of God together.
所以这个神的话语会越讲越明白的。
So the word of God would actually be discussed further and be understood better.
你看这个圣经就一本了。
We know that there's only one Bible.
已经2000年了，就是这一本了。
And for 2,000 years, we only have one Bible.
不会更多，说有增订本越来越厚。
We would not have revision where the Bible would get thicker and thicker.
都一样啊。
It is the same.
而且这个故事，你看，不管我们什么时候在读，都会有新的感受。
For all the stories, we know that when we read them at different times, we have different understanding.
那我们每一次读，就觉得很有意思。
And whenever we read it again, we find that there's a really a good meaning to it.
因为我们人会变啊。
Because we continue to change.
我们的环境会在变化。
And our environments will change.
我们周围的人也不太一样。
The people around us may change.
但神的话都不会变。
But the word of God would not.
他就给我们那个力量，给我们那个心去面对。
It gives us strength and also the heart to face all of these things.
所以我们对神的话也不要害怕重复。
So we do not need to be afraid of repeating the word of God.
有时候同样一个故事
，or the same story.
我们重复的一直讲。
We keep saying the word of God.
我们越讲，越发现这个道理好多。
We all the more when we repeat it, find that there are more truths to be learned.
其实我们当父母亲的都了解，有时候跟孩子讲故事，重复的故事都没关系，反正你就是要讲故事就对了。
So as parents, it doesn't matter if we are repeating stories. We just need to keep telling them the stories.
他们反正就是觉得听过一百遍也不会腻啊。
They actually can listen to your story for 100 times and not be bored by that.
所以它不是在那个内容本身真的是怎样。
It's not really about the content.
而是他们就是喜欢这样的一个神的话一直不断的重复。
But that they like the word of God to be repeated.
所以我们现在要把神的话解开。
So now we need to really unlock the word of God.
让孩子可以明白。
So that they can understand.
我们自己本身，我们讲的人也会越来越体会越来越深。
So that we also can have deeper experiences in what we say.
所以当时候百姓他们不但渴慕。
People at the time did not only long.
他们对神的话也非常的敬畏。
They also really respected the word of God.
所以第八章的第五节。
In chapter 8 verse 5.
请读八章五节。
Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 5.
以斯拉站在众民以上，在众民眼前展开这书。他一展开，众民就站起来。
And Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people, for he was standing above all the people. And when he opened it, all the people stood up.
哦，你看这个就是大家对那个神的话语的态度啊。
And you can see here the attitude of the people toward the word of God.
真的是很敬虔的。
That they really respected the word of God.
然后他们在以斯拉就开始读了。
Then Ezra read.
那读的时候哈。
When he was reading,
你看百姓跟他是有互动的。
And you can see the interaction he had with the people.
所以第六节说他举手祷告的时候，他百姓就应声说阿门阿门。
Verse 6 says that when he lifted up his hand to bless the Lord, that people say Amen, Amen.
然后他们就低头匍匐在地敬拜神了。
And they bow their heads and worship God.
那就看到，他们在当时在读圣经的时候，哇，那个场面非常的活泼啊。
You can see how lively that environment was.
他们对神真的是敬虔又敬拜啊。
They really were
敬畏神的。
They were really fearing God and they were also devout.
听到神的话语就好像神在跟他们讲话一样。
When they heard the word of God, it was as if God was speaking to them directly.
众人就伏在地。
And people bowed their heads with their faces to the ground.
所以今天我们对神的话语要有这样一个态度。
Today we need to have this kind of attitude toward the word of God.
然后我们就会发现当我们对神的话语有这个态度、有这个渴慕的时候，这个神的话语源源不断的进入我们的心里面来。
When we have this kind of attitude, we will find that the word of God continually come into our heart.
我们人才会越来越敬畏神。
Then we would become even more respectful and fearful of God.
因为有神的话语会，就像给我们一个亮光一样。
Because the word of God is really like light.
把我们这些愚蒙、我们这些不对的地方都把它赶走。
It would shine away all these misunderstanding or questions that we have.
那当时候，你看以斯拉，他们把这个神的话语就讲得很清楚。
You can see that Ezra explained the word of God very clearly.
第八节说
，verse 8，
他们清清楚楚的念神的话律法书，讲明意思，使百姓明白所念的。
They read distinctly from the book in the law of God, and they gave the sense and helped them to understand the reading.
所以对神的话，我们一定要明白啊。
So toward the word of God, we must understand.
这当中要有人清清楚楚的讲解释清楚。
There must be those who read distinctly and to give a clear understanding.
有神的这个话语明白以后，这个亮光一打开，我们的心就不一样。
When we understand the word of God, when the light shines onto us, our heart would be different.
我们看诗篇119篇。
Let's refer to Psalm 119.
诗篇119篇。
Psalm 119,
130节
verse 130. The entrance of your words gives light; it gives understanding to the simple.
好，神的话一解开，它发亮光，让愚昧的人其实就是简单的人，心思简单的人就得到智慧。
When the word of God is unlocked, it gives understanding to the simple.
哦，所以这个愚昧，有时候我们中文把它翻成愚昧，好像说啊，这个。其实另外意思就是他那个信心单纯的。
Simple sometimes is translated as foolish in some translation, but what it really means is those who are simple in the heart.
就是听到神的话语，他会相信，他会照着去做的。
That when they hear the word of God, they would believe and they would do so.
神的话语不是来增加我们的知识而已。
The word of God is not really to just increase our knowledge.
神的话语要真的带给我们力量的。
But to give us strength.
当我们明白神的话语有这个亮光以后。
When we understand the word of God and have this light.
我们就会看到我们自己的不足。
We will see our own insufficiency.
所以当这个话语解明，百姓他们就看到自己的罪恶。
When the word of God were explained, people saw their sins.
那有他们会看到自己不足的时候。
They saw their own insufficiency.
他们很自然的就哀哭了。
And very naturally, they wept.
好，我们现在看回来尼希米记第八章。
Now let's turn back to Nehemiah chapter 8.
尼希米记第八章。
Nehemiah chapter 8.
我们现在请看第九节。
Verse 9.And Nehemiah, who was the governor, Ezra, the priest and scribe, and the Levites who taught the people, said to all the people, This day is holy to the Lord your God. Do not mourn nor weep, for all the people wept when they heard the words of the law.
我就看到他们这个神的话进入，他们就哀哭，表示他们真的知道自己的过患。
We see here that when the people heard the words of God, they wept because they really understood their sins.
那这个时候，你看会有这样的一个哀哭以后，接下来才会喜乐了。
And when there was such weeping and mourning, joy would follow.
所以神的话语它给我们力量。
So the word of God really brings strength to us.
第十节。
Let's read verse 10. Then he said to them, "Go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet, and send portions to those for whom nothing is prepared."For this day is holy to our Lord. Do not sorrow, for the joy of the Lord is your strength.
你看这个神的话语啊，就是在告诉我们说要分享。
You can see here that the word of the Lord is to be shared.
因为有时候我们吃到好吃的就要跟朋友分享。
When we eat something good, we would share with our friends.
哪个餐馆好吃，我们就会把那个名片拿回来，介绍别人去也去吃吃看。
When we went to a good restaurant, we would bring back some business cards and share with our friends.
一样，对我们神的话语，我们领受之后。说就要让大家一起来尝尝。
In the same way, when we have experienced or received the word of God, we would want others to share.
那这个时候，你看尼希米、以斯拉他们说，不要忧愁，因为神从神来的喜乐是你们的力量。
And Ezra said, "Do not sorrow, for the joy of the Lord is your strength."
那大家真的是照着这样的一个指示在做了。
And everyone was following this direction.
所以神的话带给我们力量，带给我们喜乐。
So the word of God brings strength and joy to us.
让他们可以走在这个神的路上。
So that they can walk on the way of the Lord.
所以要走上复兴之路。
And to walk on this way of revival of faith.
第一步骤就是要对神的话语明白。
The first thing is that we must understand the word of God.
我们如果能够有这个渴慕的心。
If we are able to have this longing heart.
能够真的专注的来查考神的话语。
If we can really be attentive in studying the word of God,
对神的话语真的能够有这样敬畏又敬虔的态度
and to have such a fearful and devout heart toward God and His word,
我们一定重新得力
we must be able to regain strength,
走向这个复兴之路
and to walk onto this path to revival of faith.
这个时候神的国度就兴旺
and this is the time when the kingdom of God is revived.
神就要得荣耀了
and when God will be glorified.
愿以上的信息对我们大家有帮助。
May this message be edifying to us.
一起来唱诗。
Let's sing a hymn together.
395首。
395.